This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
You're listening to Fun Kids. This is Dan, and in the studio we have the confidence coach, Natalie Costa. Hey, Natalie.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Now, she's helped to write some self-help book for kids to help us deal with, you know, what happens every day, how we can sort it in a more healthy way, and to improve power thoughts. They're called Find Your Power and Stretch Your Confidence. She's written them with Beth Cox. Now, Natalie, when did you start to think that maybe there was a book about self-help, confidence coaching for kids out there?
I was approached by B Small Publishers last year, and that's really, I guess, when the seeds were planted. Obviously, before that, I'd started with my own business of Power Thoughts, so I'd already been in the field of working with children, specifically primary children, helping them with their confidence and their mindset. So having the book as the extra was sort of like the obvious next step in helping provide children to really understand their feelings, what happens in their brain, and basically taking what I teach every day in schools and with my one-to-one children, but into obviously a way that is accessible for many more children to use, and adults too, because it's pretty good for us grown-ups as well, since looking at it again.
In your intro, I mentioned two amazing words, power thoughts.
Yes.
And you've got to tell me a bit more about what that is.
Yeah, so Power Thoughts is a program that I founded a couple of years ago. I used to be a primary school teacher, and I found that there were many, many children that really struggled when it came to their confidence, particularly also when it comes to making mistakes, thinking, I'm rubbish, I can't do this, I'm not good at this. So it really got me thinking that, you know, that nowhere on the curriculum at that point were we teaching children about their thoughts and their mindset. I've always naturally been interested in human behavior. I've got a background in psychology. And so I really wanted to take these tools that we use with adults, and I suppose tools that we learn as we've grown up along the way, and how to be more confident, how to manage those self-doubts, but make them more accessible for children so that ultimately they can begin to approach the challenges they face with healthier habits and helpful thought processes versus trying to unlearn things when you're in your 30s like me. So yeah.
if you listen very, very closely right now, Natalie, you can probably hear the sound of my nan harumphing somewhere in the distance. You know, I already know what she'll be saying. Oh, I got through school perfectly fine without any of these self-help books. Why do we need them now? So I'll ask you, why do we need them now? Why have my mum, my dad, their mums and dads, they managed to get through school without any help like this? Why is it suddenly a necessity now?
Yeah, well, we did manage to get through it. I completely agree. But I also think that when I was at school, it just wasn't spoken about. You were taught to buckle up and get on with things. And absolutely, you know, it's not a case of giving in to those feelings. But I think we are seeing the impact that mental and emotional well-being has, and the importance of not just looking after your physical health, but looking after your mental well-being. So I think that this feels like it's being more, you know, more needed now, but it's because it's on the forefront. We're talking about mental well-being. Just a few weeks ago, I think there were stats saying that more children are now being referred in primary schools and there's not enough support. And I think it's because we're talking about this. And like I said, how many adults try, you know, that I've worked with initially when I was starting my coaching business, that do struggle with anxiety or worry or self-doubt or lack of self-esteem. And it's always trace back to times in our younger years when, not saying that we had bad childhood, not at all, but had we had the tools to know how to deal with the feelings, how to deal with the thoughts, and to know that I don't have to believe everything I think. You know, if I've got the rubbish thoughts, if I'm not good at maths, it doesn't mean I have to believe that. I can actually choose to tell myself a different story. And that really is, I think, it's not about dissolving the challenges that children face, but more giving them the tools to deal with this in a better way.
It's a massive concept. How have you put that into these two books that sit in front of me? What's inside them? What kind of exercises are they filled with that can help us train our own minds?
Absolutely. So, I mean, one of the things that I absolutely love in the book called Stretch Your Confidence, there's one called Making Fear Your Friend. So in there, we explore understanding that feeling of fear that, oh, I can't do this, this is too much, and how easily we can sometimes think, okay, because I'm feeling that, I'm just not going to give it a go. It means I'm not ready. when actually most of the time that feeling of fear is actually a sign that we should do this scary thing, provided obviously it's safe, such as getting up on stage or putting myself forward for a part in a play or putting my hand up and asking a question. Because how many children hold themselves back when they feel those feelings? So we get them to explore when they perhaps felt those scary feelings and giving them an action plan that they can work through in order to get to that point where they're like, oh, okay, well, this is the feeling I'm feeling, but this is what I'm going to do to take that one next step forward. And then obviously in Find Your Power as well, it's more around self-esteem, around understanding your self-talk. So looking again at what are the stories we're telling ourselves. So often when I work with children, I've worked with thousands of children during school workshops by now, and I hear the same story of, in their world obviously, of I'm not good at maths, or I'm never going to be good at PE, or my friend is better than me, and all of that negative self-critical talk that we have. I'm not, you know, I don't fit in, others are better than me. But we never would dream of saying those things to our best friend. I'd never tell my best friend, yeah, good luck mate, you suck at maths, like give up. I tell them, come on, try again. So we forget to use that with ourselves. And you know, obviously taking them through activities around exploring their self-talk and starting to change the language that we use with ourselves. Also looking at feelings, I think many times when I work with little children, it's I feel sad, happy, mad. But actually, let's explore what's underneath the angry feeling, because anger is a mask for embarrassment, for frustration, for shame, for disappointment. And once I'm able to unpick those feelings, then I know what to do. Because if I'm feeling embarrassed, maybe I need somebody just to give me a cuddle and say, oh, are you okay? Versus if I'm frustrated because I can't solve a problem, I might need a bit of time out and then come back. So yeah, lots of activities there. I mean, we explore kindness as well, the impact of kindness and what happens in your brain when you make mistakes, that it's actually the best thing ever. So, you know, we build more neural connections, our brain gets stronger. So yeah, lots of things packed in there.
As you said, there's so much packed in there that you and Beth have worked on, but the words are only really half of the joy of the book. I mean, it's bright, it comes alive, it's full of colour, full of pictures. Can you just tell us a bit more about working with an illustrator on this?
Yeah, well, Vicky was amazing. And if you look at the books, they are really a representation of society, and it appeals, I think, to everybody. And that's what I love about it. It's really diverse. It includes everybody. And I think anyone that's able to pick up this book would be able to relate to it and sort of see themselves in at least one or two of the images. And what I love as well is that they're really bright. So they do pop out at you. Massive shout out to her, because I look at them and I just think, I want to be able to draw, you know, and create images in this way. Really, really fantastic.
You've got Find Your Power, yes. You've got Stretch Your Confidence. You know, when we're talking about our own mental well-being, there's so much more out there. Have you got any more ideas for other books that you could focus on?
Well, yes. So I think a theme that we're exploring has to do, and I can't say too much yet, but is around the theme of friendships. And that's something that I also see in the work that I do, friendships, friendship wobbles, being a good friend, and also, I guess, kind of working a little bit around the concept of bullying, but more focusing on how can we be a good friend and dealing with tricky relationships as well. Because I think even as adults, communication, whether with your other half or friends or family, it's a skill. And again, it's not taught. So yeah, can't say too much.
That's all right. Well, we'll wrap it up then. The books that are out right now, it's Find Your Power, Stretch Your Confidence. The author, Natalie Costa, thank you so much for coming into Fun Kids.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.